everybody? Welcome to another episode of In My Feelings. Well, I'm all up in my feelings. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Make sure you subscribe. Hit the subscribe button. Hit that subscribe. Don't you just be watching. Don't hit that subscribe button. And yeah, man, I'm back in St. Pete right now. My office. This is my office at my crib in St. Pete. I don't want to live in L.A. anymore. There's no real reason to be in L.A. And the only reason I'm still in Los Angeles is because there's two reasons. Tampa Bay area doesn't really have a comedy club scene. Like, there's like three clubs. There's the Improv, Side Splitters, which is super far from my crib. It takes like an hour to get there and from my house. And Coconuts, a club I started out at on the beach, on St. Pete Beach. So the Improv is like the main club, and you know, I mean, you can't, it ain't like you can get up there every night. I don't know, man. I'm in a very weird space. And then the other reason why I'm still in Los Angeles is because I do the podcast. Because I do the F Your Feelings podcast, and all the comedians are there. And I tried doing the Zoom podcast before with my homeboys, but it's something, I don't know. It's one thing to do a Zoom podcast. I feel like when you're a celebrity, like a super celebrity, I'm not a super celebrity yet. So I feel like you can kind of get away with it. Or if you're interviewing celebrities via Zoom, people will still tune in. But when you like really building a podcast and you really don't have a name like that, I feel like it's something about being in the same room, in the same space, that kind of helps elevate the podcast. And that's all podcasts in general, you know, actually having a space. So I said all of that to say this. I feel like I can't really do the F Your Feelings podcast anywhere other than LA or New York. Because without having those comedians in the same space, I don't feel like it even has a shot at being successful. Now, my homeboy, Tahir, he did the Zooming with the homies. But he kind of already did that. I don't want to look like I'm taking his idea or anything like that. So, I don't know, man. I'm in a weird, weird place, man. And the funny thing about it is my homeboys noticed when I got a crib in St. Pete, I felt low-key like a failure because I was moving back to my hometown. That used to be my biggest piece of advice that I would give any comedian. When I was in L.A., and I'm still in L.A., I still got a crib in L.A. It's an apartment, two-bedroom, nothing fancy. But when comedians would just move to L.A. and they would say, hey, do you have any advice? My advice would always be, don't you move back home. Don't you move back home. If you say you're moving out here to LA, you say you moved to, stick it through. And just know, it take really 5 years to really get something going, and it take 10 years to become an overnight celebrity. And I did all that. I personally did all of that. But still, even though I had been in LA for over 10 years, and I had did these TV shows, when we got this spot in St. Pete, I was like, damn, I'm back in St. Pete. And I felt like a fucking, look, I had a brand new house, no debt on the house, you know, no mortgage. That's how well I did. Shout out to CBS, always and forever. But I still felt like a piece of me. I was like, damn, I done moved back to my hometown and I got a crib here. Now that I'm here, it's like, I don't really want to be in LA like that, because you don't need to really be in LA to make it anymore. See, part of the reason why people move to LA, or the primary reason, was because auditions. Auditions, you had to go to the casting office. You had to do these auditions. You had to shake hands. But now everything's via Zoom. You know, if you do a pitch meeting at Zoom, auditions are Zoom. You know, you do self-tapes. You record yourself and submit it. So It's not the same like it was back in the day. So I don't know, man. There's a part of me, and then this is how well I was doing too. Shout out to CBS. I got a crib in Atlanta too. Technically, I rent it out, but if I wanted to live there, I could live there too. So I'm like, I could live in Atlanta. I could live in Florida. Why be in LA? LA cool, but I feel like LA is better when you like rich. And since I'm not rich. It's like, I don't know, man. You know, like once you go, when you could afford a house in Calabasas and Hidden Hills, then that's when you want to be in LA. You know, when you could go to Soho House in Nobu, then that's when you want to be in LA. But right now, it's just like, man, if I wasn't doing this podcast, and if there was more comedy stages in the Tampa Bay area, man, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't fucking know what I want to do. And then my wife, she want to move back to LA. You know, the long distance is taxing on a relationship. I don't recommend it. I recommend it if you need space. So there were times in the marriage, definitely needed space. And it was good that I was in another city. Okay. So if you need space from your partner, then long distance is fantastic. But when things are going good or whatnot, it could be taxing on your relationship, man. So she want to move back to LA. I don't really want them in LA, but you know, whatever. It's only so much I could say. Don't really want my daughter to be raised in LA and going to LA school systems. I don't know, man. I'm fucking torn, people. I am fucking torn. I know I've been saying F your feelings the whole time. Then I'm like, I'm fucking torn, people, to what to do. My hope is, my goal is, my hope and goal is that I book a show or create a show. That's preferred. And it films in Atlanta. That's my biggest goal and hope. That I could create a show, it gets picked up this year, next year, and it's being filmed in Atlanta, and I don't really have to go back to LA. And then I can still kind of find the comedians in Atlanta, at least, and still do the podcast. Now, I'm going to tell you the good thing about being in one city, though, is that traveling back and forth is extremely expensive. That's where the majority of my money goes to. It goes to, you know, paying my homeboy that work with me, and it goes to traveling back and forth. So it's very expensive. It's taxing on the body. But the level of peace I get being by my damn self in LA, mwah, that brings me to a point that I'm going to bring up in my stand-up at some point, which I realize is in life, you're going to have a big decision to make. Everybody's going to have a big decision to make in life. You have two options in life, two options, and you better choose wisely. You can either have freedom or family. Freedom or family. Very few people have both. So you better choose wisely. Some of y'all thinking, well, I can have a family and have freedom. No, the fuck you cannot. No, you can't. You have to let your partner know where you're at, where you're going. You can't go around messing around with whoever you want to mess around with. You can, but you know, it depends on your partner if they're cool with it. You know? So it's like you can't have both. You have to choose. Freedom, or you could give up some of your freedom, but you got family. It's a very, very tough choice that every person will have to make. So, y'all think about that. Y'all ponder and pontificate on those words of wisdom. Oh, this is what I left out too. Wait a minute. The other real thing is too, man, people are blowing up from social media. That's the other real reason why you don't need to be in LA no more. It's like, yo, I could be at home in St. Pete and just post 4 to 8 clips every day for 2 years. And I promise you, for certain, I would take off on social media and be able to tour doing stand-up. See, I've already done the hard work. The hard work is developing an act when it comes to, if you're a stand-up comedian at least. That's the hard thing, is developing an act. I have the act. I done put in 16 years of stand-up. So, you know, so it's like I got the act. So now I just need the followers. Well, I don't need to be in LA to build the followers. You know, I just need my cell phone to build the followers at this point. And for that, I don't really need to be in LA. I technically don't need a podcast. The podcast helps. Don't get me wrong. It helps my name and exposure to get out. It gives other comedians a platform to come on to and showcase their talent and get their projects out. So I like doing the podcast, but I'm just saying bare minimum. All I really need is my cell phone because I got the act and I don't need to be in LA. I really don't need, no comedian really needs to be in LA unless you don't have an act. Then you need to go to Chicago, Atlanta, New York, or LA. Maybe the Bay Area, San Francisco. Or now Austin, if you want to develop that act. Ha! Fuck! All right, everybody. Like, comment, subscribe, share, and I'm out.